Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled and delighted to be bringing you this empowering podcast. We take the time every day to bring you information that's designed to empower your life, to take your life to the next level, to literally bring miracles and transformation into your life. Today we're going to talk about 7 toxic beliefs or thoughts that are getting in the way of your personal success. And the first one is seeing yourself as a victim. Do you see yourself as a victim? Do you describe the world as a victim? Do you see yourself in your relationship as a victim or at work as a victim? I'm a victim at work. I had one client. She said, I'm a victim at work. I have to quit my job. And that might be the right move for her. But never make that kind of move from the position of a victim. Because can you imagine what victimhood attracts? It attracts more victim mentality, more victim situations, more situations where you begin to feel like a victim. So when you stop seeing yourself as a victim, when you start taking responsibility for what you are attracting in your life, then your life just, oh man, it starts to flip. I mean, it starts to connect. It starts to flow. And the success and nothing less science starts to rock and roll in your life. Things happen. Give up the victim mentality. It's important. Number 2. Believing that everyone else is somehow doing better than you. And, you know, it's back in the 50s, they used to call it keeping up with the Joneses. But now they call it the Facebook shuffle. Because everybody on Facebook is standing there with a big, huge smile, toasting you. And everybody's life is absolutely perfect. So everybody must be having a much better life than me. Look, I don't care how many times you go to our website or you go to my Facebook page and you see me with a big smile in a happy situation. Doesn't mean I don't have challenges. Doesn't mean that there aren't things going on in my life that need special attention, that are perhaps mildly troubling, and that I have to give energy to. Everybody has it. Get that through your head. People are not doing better than you. As a matter of fact, you are doing better than 85% of the people on this planet if you are an American citizen earning just minimum wage. I mean, if you're earning like 10, 12 bucks an hour, you may think, hey, I'm just barely getting by. But you're probably still wearing Nikes or Reeboks. You probably still have some nice clothing to wear. You might be sharing an apartment, but you probably have a place to live. People throughout the world don't have that. They don't have that income. They don't have that ability to take care of themselves and their families. You're doing better than 85%. Now, if you are doing more than minimum wage, then you are in the top 10%. Think about it. Stop thinking everybody else is doing better than you.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
The next belief I believe that is toxic is low expectations. When you have low expectations about your life, what you are attracting, where you're going, people tell me all the time, oh, I just don't expect very much. I don't see much happening anymore. You know, it's just not gonna, I don't know. I'm just happy going to work and coming home. Low expectations. Your life has meaning. Your life has value. Raise your standards. Raise your standards in the way that you live. Raise your standards in the people that you attract. Raise your standards in everything that you do. And raise your expectations. What you expect, you will attract. Next, one of the toxic beliefs of all times is needing to be right all the time. And I have to admit, okay, I will admit it, that when I was younger, I was one of those people that had to be right all the time. But that's a toxic mistake. It's toxic. It does you more harm than good. It alienates people. And it says, look it, I can't learn. It stops you. It stunts your growth. So years ago, I took on an affirmation that I would always be open to new knowledge, that I would always study. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not studying something. And you can be studying as well. Find things that are important to you, things that you want to do, and learn about them. Number five, this is the toxic thought that so many people have. This is why you wake up in the morning in panic. And that is, you're afraid of the future. You're afraid that all the dreams and all the goals and all the ideas aren't going to manifest. And as long as you hang on to that fear, that's what you will attract. If you believe that you can't save your relationship, that it's hopeless, that it's over with, that she's gone, he's gone, it's never going to happen, then that's what you'll attract.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Toxic thought number six. Believing that the past determines the future. Now granted, actions that you have taken in the past will set up where you're at today. But just because things didn't work out in a partnership before, just because you had a bad marriage before, just because things weren't right or perfect before, why would you take that information and that knowledge and that belief and apply it to a whole new situation? Why not be open to that situation? Why not believe in the future? Why not believe in what you are creating? Focus on your connection to source energy. I think that's so important because that takes away that belief that the past will determine the future. One of the most toxic thoughts that you can have is not having any goals. Not having any goals or dreams or destinations or purposes. Or any of that. Not believing that you have a mission and purpose on this life. Now, some people have profound reasons for being here. And others, maybe less profound, but just as important. You have a reason for existing. There's a reason for your life. And so it's important for you to be in touch and open to source energy, to connect to source, and to allow that energy to flow through you so that you have a picture, kind of a, sometimes the picture is blurry, you know, and it comes into focus as you get closer to the destination. Your picture doesn't always have to be crystal clear, but if you have a destination of where you're going, what you're creating, what you're building, what you're attracting, what you're manifesting, that's one of the most positive things you can have. And to have the opposite is absolutely toxic. Well, I'm going to give you a bonus toxic thought. There's the seven. Are you ready for the bonus? The bonus toxic belief is that I can do it tomorrow. I'll get around to it tomorrow. Now, there are some things that you will get around to tomorrow because you've run out of time today. But that's a toxic thought. It's the thought of a loser. It's the thought of a procrastinator. So that's bonus toxic thought number 8. What you can do today, do it now. Get it done. Take action. There is no attraction without action. Are you ready for another bonus thought? Here's another bonus thought or belief that people have. Well, I can't afford it. That is the most toxic bonus thought that you can have. It's toxic because it keeps you in a poverty mentality. And it says to the universe, I am not willing to figure out how to put skin in the game. This isn't important enough to me to invest in. You know, we have a business here, and Rachel and I are very keen on the idea that we have to invest money. And sometimes I was talking with a friend of mine who's going to be doing some SEO work, and he said, the money you are investing now, you may not see a benefit for 12 months. That means it's not instantaneous, but I understand the importance of putting skin in the game. I understand the importance of not giving into that toxic thought of, I can't afford it. Hell, man, I can't afford not to. We are months away from having newly consecrated and sanctioned miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches all over the world. I mean, it's going to be like crazy. You're going to be able to go to somebody in your local town who's certified as a law of attraction expert. And we have to put money into that right now, into that marketing right now, into that website right now. If we don't do that, then these people who've invested in this certification program, they're not going to have the vehicle that they need to generate dollars and clients and friends for themselves. You see how it works? It's always good to pay it forward. Got a pay it forward story for you. Are you ready? Okay. We were at an estate sale this morning, and down the other end of the block were two or three kids selling lemonade. At a little lemonade stand. So I went down there and I said, how much is a glass of lemonade? And they said, well, 75 cents. Oh, I thought that was pretty steep myself because I used to sell it for like a nickel. But anyway, they said 75 cents. I said, really? I said, is it good? Oh yeah, it's good. I said, okay, Rachel will have a glass. And I will give you $5. And their eyes got big as saucers. They looked at me. And I said, now you just have to do one thing for this $5. The next two people that come here and want to buy lemonade, you give it to them on the house absolutely free. And if they want to pay you anyway, well, that's up to them. Okay? So it's a small story, but it's so much fun to share the wealth, to share abundance, to share prosperity, to share love. You know, isn't it? That's what this podcast is about every day. That's why I do it. It's a labor of love. I love doing it. I love meeting with you. I love your letters. I love helping you. Okay, we are out of time. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for sharing our podcast on your Facebook page, your Twitter page, your Viper page, wherever. And we really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hi, Robert Zink, master founder of the Ruach Healing Method. Attention all healers, energy workers, manifestors, and light workers. In the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Texas area. Rachel and I will be sharing a special 2-day workshop we call Healing Beyond Belief. Now, I've had the privilege of sharing this incredible 2-day healing intensive in places like Zurich, London, Strasbourg, New York, Chicago, Pasadena, Seattle, and other special locations, including Asheville, North Carolina. We have seen and experienced amazing miracles during this 2-day healing event. During this weekend, you will not only see and experience real healing, you'll become certified in the Ruach Healing Method, angelic healing, advanced energy healing, and energy manipulation.
Hi, Rachel here. We promise that you will experience healing like never before in our special 2-day intensive workshop and certification program. As a special bonus, those that attend will also receive Level 1 Reiki Attunement if you are not already attuned.
Rachel and I are expecting to see astonishing energy healing miracles at this weekend event. I believe for anyone who takes the time to make the trip, this weekend will be a real life changer.
It's important to register now. We have a limited number of spaces, and the sooner you sign up, the better. We keep these workshops small, intimate, very personal, and very intense energy. This is not a weekend you will want to pass up.
Okay, now make sure that you attend. Get all the details on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Seriously, don't put this off. Space is already beginning to fill up. This will be a healing experience like perhaps you have never seen before. So we both look forward to seeing you and spending an incredible week with you in Taos, New Mexico.